This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you if you have made a best of the year list yet. Why or why not? What's going to be on your list? Just get in touch with us and tell us what your lists are going to look like. If you're not going to have a list anyways, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, we have a story that, against our better judgment, we are going to share with you. Yeah, so... Yes. For the past, love it or hate it, the 26-year-old Christmas hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is apparently crushing all the biggest hits on streaming services, prompting a revival of classics this holiday season. Now, for the past 2 years, there's been a major shift in what listeners are listening to on Spotify. Hit songs are apparently declining in streams, while older songs are seeing an increase. And you know what's beating the top 40 right now? It is Mariah with her 1994 Christmas hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Right, and apparently, I remember like last year or something, they got to number one in the British top charts after, you know, 26 years now. Already one of the most popular songs of all time, the source of more than 560 million in royalties for Miss Carey. This 94 hit song appears to be more popular than ever this year. And according to Quartz's analysis of Spotify data, since early 2018, there's been a decline in streams of the top 40 biggest hits. And Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is taking that spotlight.
Yeah. So just last month, between November 24th and the 30th, which is Monday to Monday, basically, All I Want for Christmas Is You averaged about 1 million daily streams on Spotify in the US. The number was up from just over like 600K per day the same period last year, and 800K in 2018. So it really does, you know, as you approach Christmas, even end of November, it already has some pretty stellar numbers. But this year, it went to 1 million a day.
Wow. Okay. So it was a, you know, as you were saying, it was the second most streamed song in the US in November 30th this year.
On Monday.
Yeah, compared to being only the 10th most streamed song on the same date last year. Yeah. It's not just on Spotify, all on Apple Music shows a big bump in listens to Carey's hit this year. You can't run away from it.
Yes. And like we mentioned, you know, there has been a decline in streams of the top 40 hits. Spotify does not share overall streaming numbers, but they do share daily streams for the top 200 songs. And for the month of November, the total streams for the top 200 songs each day added up to some 2.14 billion streams. And this is down from 2.25 last year and 2.5 in 2018.
So the no clear reason why the top hits are not streaming as much these days. Spotify subscriber numbers in the US have continued to climb, so it's unlikely that overall streaming has dropped. And these hits have been slowing for two straight years, so that rules out if it's pandemic related.
Yeah, so you can't blame COVID for this.
Yeah.
But perhaps more likely is that Spotify has put more resources into surfacing a wider variety of music now. The streaming giant has increasingly emphasized discovery on its platform. I don't know, but about you, Frida, but Discover Weekly and Daily Mix is something that I play very often on Spotify. And it usually introduces you to new songs that Spotify's algorithms think that you might like. And not necessarily it will be the latest hits. It could be stuff from years ago.
Yeah. So the current success of All I Want for Christmas Is You suggests another reason for the decline of the top of the pops. You know, perhaps listeners and music labels don't care as much about whether music is new anymore. So Rolling Stone points out that music labels, Bertelsmann Music Group, BMG, I never knew that, and Universal Music Group both report that music that is at least 3 years old is making up a larger share of their revenues.
I think this is good news. So the advent of streaming has brought light to old songs and is giving these old songs value again. You know, they're not really old. I mean, can music ever get old if you think about it? And a song released in 1994 can be just as valuable as your latest hits. You know, this means that record labels have less reason to make a new holiday hit. They don't have to rush and try and do that. And more reasons to promote old favourites.
Or maybe it's just the holiday spirit, right? That brings about a certain kind of mood and music. And, you know, Mariah struck gold. And no, he struck more than gold in 94 when she decided to produce a Christmas hit, right? And I was just thinking, like, I should just write that one song, put all my energy writing one song. And every Christmas, the royalties will roll in.
Yeah. You know, that it's a gamble. But then again, you know, you could be like Mariah, just sit back every December and just... Yes. Enjoy.
Well, Donna disappeared every December. She's still raking it from 1994. But years ago, there was a movie and a book by Nick Hornby about a boy, you know,
yes.
And Hugh Grant was in it, right? It was just like he just lived off the father's royalties.
Exactly. Coming back to our top story of the day, have you made a best of the year list? Why or why not? While I pull up the numbers from the poll, it's improved actually. We have now 86% who say no. I mean, so it's still, you know, majority say no. They've not made a list just yet. But, you know, we're giving you the benefit of the doubt. It's early December. You still have time. 14% have already started on their list.
Well,
so good on you for that. And we have a couple of messages to read.
So this is from Intan Sabrina. She said, although I can't attend my 20-year-old son's graduation this Sunday, I'm thankful that he's on his way to a brighter future. Thank you, 2020. May the years ahead inspire us to look within and appreciate whatever life throws at us. If life gives you lemons, make the best lemonade of them. How positive. Of course, we have Paul Jamunathan said, brilliant show, positively provocative. It's basically a gratefulness exercise. There are so many things, right? Not just for yourself, but also grateful that others have had positive experiences and outcomes. Being happy for other people's happiness is perhaps one of the best emotions of all, and has a knock-on effect for self and others. And I think that spirit, that's why we're playing this song, because we want to give, although we don't like it.
Yes, against our better judgment, of course. Just before we go, we're just going to wrap up the stories that we covered today. Of course, that top story, why lists could help you see the good in 2020. And then we moved on to the story about how Airbnb is cracking down on New Year's parties.
No parties.
And finally, how Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You just cannot be stopped. If you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast of all these stories will be up on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also catch up on our podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes, and on Spotify. On Monday, Richard and Christine will be back for more of Enterprise Biz Bites. But till then, hope you have a wonderful weekend. And to take us into that weekend, or at least for Frida and myself,
right?
Here's a little bit of Mariah. All I Want for Christmas Is You, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.